that bright end. Don't know that you're not going to.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, ricksmithshow.com. A new Ipsos poll out asked the question, is if it's appropriate to snatch kids from their parents, to snatch undocumented kids from their undocumented parents. 27% overall agreed that it was okay to snatch those kids away and throw them into pens. 56% disagreed. 46% of Republicans were all in favor of it, while 32% disagreed. Only 14% of Democrats agreed that it was a practice we should pursue, and 29% of independents. And the question is, what do you do with the Donald? Where do you go? How do we handle this? And is this right? Is this fair? That's why I've asked our good friend, Pennsylvania State Senator Art Haywood, to come talk with us. Art, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick Smith.
How are you today?
How are you feeling? Doing well. Doing very well. Can you hear me?
So what do you think of this poll?
Several things. I don't know if you saw a CNN poll that came out today that said the level of support for impeaching President Trump today is about the same as it was a few months before the impeachment, the action when Nixon resigned. What it showed was that 43% of the public supported impeaching Richard Nixon in March of 1974. A few months later, he resigned. Today, 42% of Americans are polled in favor of impeaching and removing President Trump. That's what I think.
So we're all in favor. So what can a state senator do? What can you do to move that along?
So what I have done is prepared and introduced a resolution in the Pennsylvania State Senate urging the State Senate to ask Congress to impeach the president. I know that the State Senate cannot impeach the president. However, we have often proposed resolutions encouraging Congress to do things we think should be done. There are several fundamental reasons why the president we have now should be impeached. Not just his cruel and immoral actions to separate migrant parents from their children. But in addition to that, there's ample evidence that the president has impeded and corrupted justice, both by firing FBI Director Comey, as well as asking Comey, as well as other officials, to let the investigation of Michael Flynn, then National Security Advisor, to let it go. I've got many other reasons, and I'm glad to go through as many of them as you have time for me to review.
Well, I think it's important that we have the conversation to be able to pick through some of this stuff. So give me your top one.
Number one is the attempt to corrupt and obstruct justice. This has been done in several ways. First, as I have said, the firing of Mr. Comey. Second, asking Comey and others to let the investigation of Michael Flynn go. Next, requiring the firing of McGabe. Now, let me just say something about these attempts to obstruct justice. Many people have said to me, Special Prosecutor Mueller is still doing his investigation and he is not done. I respect that. But at the same time, we can't wait for all the crimes to be committed and discovered. Impeachment is the start of the congressional investigation. It is the start of an investigation that is impeachment. But it's not only the corruption and efforts to impede justice. We know that the president has taken money from foreign governments through his businesses. This compromises the integrity of the decisions of the president when an individual or a business or a country can influence them by making payments to enrich them. Third, which I think is almost as fundamental as the other two that I've mentioned, the president has been completely derelict in his duty to the American people by consistently lying to us, providing false and misleading statements. You know, the New York Times has already identified over 2,000 instances where the president has provided either false or misleading statements to the American public. Doesn't the president owe us something?
No, I agree. Absolutely.
So these are some of the most fundamental reasons why, A, he's abused his office by taking this money from foreign governments. He's been derelict in his duty by lying to the American public. And these are not policy issues. I don't have to agree with the president on his policy, whether it is the Muslim ban. I did not agree with that. But that's a policy difference. So there are a number of areas of policy difference I have with the president that are not grounds for impeachment. And I think we need to be clear about that difference.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. We're having a bad connection. Let me get a call to you, all right? Because the connection's a little rough right here. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, again, you know, when you talk about impeachment, when you talk about, you know, what's going on with this administration and just how obscene this has been, it's one of those things that's, you know, to me, really, really frustrating. And look, I'm glad that there's finally somebody stepping forward and saying, this is where we need to go. I'm glad that there's a state senator out there saying, hey, you know, we need to pursue this. We need to push on and make sure that there's a way for us to hold someone accountable and to allow these investigations to go forward and to really push into, you know, again, holding them accountable for the actions. You know, you look at what's going on the border. To me, it's one of those things that's just disgraceful. And by allowing them to get away with it is nuts, in my opinion. And it's something that we really need to, again, stay active, stay engaged, stay on top of, and to really, you know, just kind of push through. And really, again, hold them accountable for. So, you know, and look, I know that there are a lot of Democrats who are saying, well, we shouldn't be pushing for impeachment. This isn't something we want to talk about before an election. And I go, this is the exact time that when you need to be talking about this. We need to be pushing for some measure of accountability. That's the only way you're going to rein this administration back in. It's the only the way you're going to gain any control back over our process and gain some respectability in our government. To me, it's just that simple. And we got Senator Haywood back on the line. Senator, thanks for getting back with us.
Sure.
You know, as I've been saying, you know, the reality is we need to hold this administration accountable. And if impeachment, just even having the talk about it is a way to do that, I think it's important that we do it.
I agree. I want you to know that there's a legislator in California, Mr. Lowe. He introduced a resolution in California calling for his state legislature to support asking Congress to impeach the president. He did it immediately after, or shortly after, firing FBI Director Comey. But I believe, this is the time to rebuke the president. We've got to push back. And you're 100% right with that. And so we have an online petition that individuals can sign to indicate that they are in support of impeaching the president. That online petition can be found at www.senatorhaywood.com. And I urge everyone to sign this petition. Now, I want to be clear. I am not saying that the state Senate can impeach the president.
Right.
Only the House of Representatives can do the investigation, and then the Senate does the trial. But we are citizens of this nation. We have a right to have our voices heard. And many of us believe that the president has gone beyond the line of decency, beyond the line of morality, beyond the line of what it means to be a president of the United States, which is corrupt behavior. And so it's entirely appropriate that I have this resolution in the Pennsylvania State Senate to build the demand to rebuke the president.
Well, let me ask you, Art, you know, what brought you to this? I mean, you're a level-headed guy. I think you're one of our better state senators. What is it that made you wake up one day and go, you know what, I'm gonna do this? And maybe some people are going to think I'm off the beaten path, but this is important. What was that? What was the thing that made you go, this is the way forward?
I believe I was not really a straw that broke the camel's back incident. There was an accumulation of the president attempting to move the democracy, in my opinion, more toward an authoritarian, more toward a demagoguery kind of rule. And one of the things that actually did affect me was when the president did a complete about face with respect to what his denial that he had had any engagement, any knowledge of the settlement agreement with Stormy Daniels. And because, as you know, he had his lawyers say for months, he knows nothing about it. He said he knew nothing about it. And then at the time convenient for him, he admitted that he knew everything about it. This is a kind of deep dishonesty that is inconsistent with anyone who's leading our nation. And that dishonesty at that moment just was another demonstration that we've got a leader who we cannot trust to tell us what's going on.
Right.
And if we have a leader of a nation that we cannot trust to tell us the truth, this nation is in trouble.
I'm with you. But, you know, I look at the events of this past week, and look, the Stormy Daniels thing is one thing. I mean, the he said, she said stuff. I mean, we can go back and forth over that. I mean, this past week, if you had any doubts, I got to think that this past week is what solidified any doubts you may have had with the inhumane and cruel treatment of ripping children out of their parents' arms.
I did, but Rick, I got to tell you, I prepared the resolution the week before.
No, I know you did.
This certainly solidified it. And here again, we had a president telling the American people he had no power to change the separation policy. Then suddenly he wakes up and he has the power and he signs the executive order. This is the kind of dishonesty that's too much to ask the American people to manage. It's too much. And we've got to have a president that's honest, that we can believe in, even if we disagree with them. There's been many presidents that I've disagreed with, but I did not see a consistent pattern of dishonesty, which makes the whole nature of this administration so corrupt.
No, I'm with you. And the scary thing is, and I'm sure you see this, that he has his blind faith followers who, regardless of what he does or how cruel or inhumane his policies are, they're still standing right there.
That is a tremendous risk for the nation, to have individuals connected to this man who is becoming a demagogue. I think that's what he wants to be, is a demagogue. I have heard individuals in the Republican Party say that they are afraid that the party is being taken over by a cult of individuals that are following a demagogue who is a pathological liar. And so this threat has already been identified, not just by me, but by individuals in the Republican Party. I believe that Senator Bob Corker said he was very concerned about what appeared to be an emerging cult in the Republican Party following Donald Trump. And so we've got to nip this in the bud. Let me mention one other thing briefly related to the separation of the children. My daughter shared with me a document called The 10 Stages of Genocide. 10 Stages of Genocide. We were on the 7th stage of genocide. The 7th, not the 1st. I saw a statement by a lady who's a professor of German history. And when asked the question, are we at the, is the American nation now at the beginning of where Nazism was when it started? She said, no, we're several stages beyond the beginning. We're several stages beyond the beginning of where Nazism began. And that was because what we have here is the president separating the immigrants from the rest of the people, calling them animals, vermin, infestation. These are all steps in the stages toward genocide that we are already on.
It's scary, scary stuff. And I hope people will check out the website, SenatorHaywood.com. We'll make sure we get links out, and I'll make sure that I sign it. Because, look, I think what you're doing is important. I think pushing this General Assembly in that direction is important. But, you know, last kind of question I've got for you. You know, in looking at just your experience here in Pennsylvania, I argue the Republican Party is getting further and further to the fringe and to that cult mentality where you have, and maybe you can attest to this or not, that the people who seem to be taking over their party seem to be much more radical, much more extreme, and, well, I would argue soulless almost. I'm curious your thought.
So I would say, at least in the Pennsylvania State Senate, that group does not have a leadership position. And I think in the Pennsylvania State Senate, that cult dynamic isn't really present yet. Now, we could be one election away from that happening. We could be one election away from that happening. So that's why it's got to be addressed now. I know the chair of the Pennsylvania Republican Party, Val DiGiorgio. I've known him for a while. He is not part of the cult dynamic, at least not yet. And so we have elements of that, but it has not yet taken over the leadership, as far as I can tell, in Pennsylvania. Now, we've got a candidate for governor who is a threat and could take us toward the Trump agenda, and that's Scott Wagner. And so we've got to do everything that we can to make sure he doesn't become a leader. But we have a significant opportunity to do that. Let me just say one other thing regarding the separation of children. There are several facilities in Pennsylvania that have immigrant children that have been separated from their parents. We have to make sure they are inspected. We have to make sure that these children have attorneys, because I believe that attorneys for these children, are the best shot at reunification. These children are going to need dedicated advocates that are committed to finding their parents. They can only do that in a zealous attorney working on their behalf. I have no confidence that the national government has the commitment or the resources or the will to make sure reunification happens. But we can get it done. We Americans can help these children, even if our national government does not.
Yeah, it starts with us right here. And like as I've always said, you want to change the world, start with your corner of it. And in our corner of it, we make sure that this stuff doesn't happen.
That's right. And we can get it done in Pennsylvania. There's a number of immigration lawyers now already organized to represent these children. We've got to do everything we can to support these lawyers and make sure that the state government gets an opportunity to inspect these facilities. We're on the move to get that done.
Good stuff. Senator Haywood, I appreciate the time. I'd love you to come back and keep us informed of how this is going and what we can do to help move that along. Right now, everyone go to SenatorHaywood.com. Make sure that you sign up the petition and have the voice heard. Senator, I appreciate the time.
Thanks. Long day today, but glad to be on.
Keep up the fight. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Again, you know, this is one of those things where you just go, it's amazing. Here we are in Pennsylvania. We've got kids here in Pennsylvania from the border already.